Well, good morning. Welcome to the Word for Life broadcast brought to you by Brookside Baptist Church. I'm Pastor Ken Keltner, and I'm filling in for Pastor Greg Huffman. And I am delighted to have my wife, Kathy, with me as we're interviewing Edna Walls, and we're going to continue that interview. But, Kathy, thanks for being here today.
It's good to be with you all.
And, Edna, thank you for coming back and being with us for another broadcast as we were able to hear your testimony, Edna, and how God had worked in your life. You grew up here in Wisconsin, and it was between your eighth and your ninth pregnancy that you had a few years there that you weren't having children, that God was working in your life, and you came to put your faith and trust in Christ. And then your husband, Homer, of 63 years, who you met in an elevator at the old VA building there where New Tribes Mission meets in Waukesha.
Correct.
And I am just thankful for the few years that I got to be around Homer and the influence and the passion he had for working for God.
He really loved coming to church here, and he thought this is the real church, a real church. He said, this is a real church.
Yeah, well, yeah, and we're a real church with real people. And so we all, you know, have issues and problems. And, that's the beauty of coming to know the Lord, that we don't go it alone. We're able to have the working of His Spirit in our life, His presence in our life, His guidance, His direction, and His wisdom. And a church family, Kathy, you can weigh in on this, but a church family has just been so valuable for our family, for our own upbringing, because Kathy and I met in church when we were 4 years of age, and we didn't get married till we were 25. And yet the influence that so many people have had on our lives and even on our four boys and their lives. And it's just great to be in a church family and a family that really wants to be family with folks. And we all go through problems and even sometimes together, but we battle through those just like a family would. And so, Edna, I am delighted God has directed you here. And that was with you and Homer. And now Homer's been gone about, you said about
eight years. Yes.
About 8 years. Mm-hmm. And the Lord's laid on you to really have a ministry to many widows. And so why don't you just share a little bit of what God's been doing in your life to want to start something like this?
Well, I realized that my God and my Savior was so faithful to help me get through the loss of Homer after being married for 63 years. And I believed His promises, and I put His promises to work. And so I trusted Him completely. And as Charles Spurgeon said, there is nothing Christ dislikes more than for His people to publicly profess Him and then not use Him. And so I had a burden for widows because I saw them not using the promises of God as much as they could and to get through this. And so I decided, or the Lord put it on my heart, to start a widow's watch. It's a work in progress, and it's for Christian widows to band together for the purpose of making widowhood count for Christ.
Yeah, that's a very important point that I think you're making here, Edna. It's like sometimes people hit this major crisis in their life, and that would be a major crisis to lose a mate of 63 years, and just kind of quit. You know, as far as any service for the Lord, or it's just like, I don't think I can go on.
Fold up the tent.
You fold up the tent. That's a great way to put it, folding up the tent. You've seen this, and so now you're really burdened to say, hey, I want widows to see that God, if we're still here, God's not done with us.
Correct.
Well, there just must be a natural part of that in grieving, is to not just fold up, but just kind of withdraw and flounder for a while when you've not had your mate for so many years. And so after that grieving process, now they can have purpose.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's the way I look at it. As we come together in this journey, we have to get to know one another so we can pray for one another, to know one another's needs, and to be encouragers for them. And then hopefully we will also have opportunities to share with unbelieving widows.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a real important part of what we would like to do. So I'm excited about the many possibilities that we can have in serving widows. We have all been given gifts, but all of the gifts that we are given are for serving. So that's our purpose, is, and our goal is to serve other widows and possibly other people too.
Mm-hmm. You know, Paul talked about it after he spent so long there in the book of Romans with doctrine and dogma and the heavy teaching of Scripture. And then you get to chapter 12 through 16, and it's all about duty. It's all about how you live with your fellow men, your fellow believers. And he starts off verse 1 of chapter 12. He says, "I beseech you, I beg you, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to the Lord." And then he uses that expression, "which is your reasonable service." And as I thank people along the way for their service, because you're right, we've all been gifted to use our abilities and whatever God has gifted us for the sake of the body. And as we do that, and as I thank folks, there are some who will just look at me and say, "Pastor Ken, it's my reasonable service." I mean, look at what Jesus did for me on the cross. I think, who was it, Amy Carmichael, who said, "In light of Calvary, how can I say anything I ever do as a sacrifice? Based on what he did for me, it is my reasonable service."
I'll also set the model for us in Titus 2 that the older men as well as women are supposed to be teaching the younger. And I think that's one of the best things about a church family is there's always someone older and wiser. And as long as they don't sit back and fold up their tent, there's lots of us younger women who are looking for advice and encouragement and someone who will show us the ropes, someone who will tell us that, yeah, we can make it through, you know, raising young children, or we can make it through this empty nest time. And Edna has been a great role model for me, caring and loving for those 9 children, caring for their souls, for where they will spend eternity. And it's just exciting to see you have this vision for widows. I know our church has tried to watch out and care for those when they're in need. Pastor Greg and Ruth started that Widow's Tea many years ago, which helps get you all connected and a little bit of a support group for one another going through this. And so, yes, when several of you contacted Ken's mom, sent books, and she said that was the greatest encouragement she could ever have.
I kept trying to tell her, "Mom, God's not done with you."
That's correct. He isn't.
If he has you here, he wants you to continue to serve him, because Dad and Homer, they're in the presence of God. And I'm sure if we had an opportunity to talk to them, they'd say, "We want you to finish strong."
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she was a pastor's wife for over 40 years, 45 plus, including interim pastorates. And she has a lot to offer others.
Mm-hmm. So, Edna, as you start this Widow's Watch, and again, if you're just joining us, this is the Word for Life broadcast brought to you by Brookside Baptist Church. I'm Pastor Ken, and my wife Kathy is with me in studio today. We're filling in for Pastor Greg. But we're visiting with Edna Walls, who has been a member here for some time at Brookside, and have been picking up on what God's been doing in her life, how she came to the Lord a little bit later on in life. Homer, her husband of 63 years, a little later in life, and he went home to be with the Lord about 8 years ago. And God has really laid on Edna to have a ministry to widows called the Widow's Watch. Yeah, I know it's just getting off the ground. You've written a tract, I believe.
Correct. They're trying to get it all together, and I think pretty soon we can put it, I don't know if you call publishing it. So I hope that will be done with in a few weeks.
Right. As you look at this ministry, Edna, what would you say is your one big goal that you're wanting to see God do in the lives of widows? What's your one big goal there?
I would like to see the widows use God's promises in their life of never leaving them or forsaking them, that He is sufficient for their needs, and that they can are still useful, even though they're widows. They can still be used by God.
You quoted Romans 8:28 in the last broadcast, and even in widowhood, God works all things for our good.
What do you believe widows battle with predominantly?
What I have seen is they really don't utilize God's promises. They're kind of at a loss. Although they know what they are, they don't put them to use. And I think we have to encourage them to use God's promises and to believe that they work.
They have to battle the loneliness, the change of life.
I mean, we battled a little bit of that with just me and you in the house. You know, I couldn't imagine if one of us had gone and...
It was busy for so long.
Yeah, it was busy, especially with 9 kids. It was so busy, and now And then you and Homer in those golden years, and then...
Well, I think it all comes down to serving one another. That's, instead of thinking of self, I think we should serve one another. And just by sending a card or a phone call or a note of encouragement, or even those small things will help other widows.
Esteeming others better than themselves, get your mind focused on others, you're right, instead of just yourself all day.
I think, too, Edna, that you mentioned, I think possibly in the last broadcast, that you would love to be able to see this branch out to where folks that don't even go to church, possibly don't have a personal relationship. Maybe they don't even have any church background, so to speak. So they don't even have a church family. They don't even really have the ministry of the word that they're reading God's word. They have to be going through just some terrible emptiness and battles and difficulties that you all could reach out and...
That's why I thought a track would work better, because you'd be able to reach more widows. Mm-hmm. If we can send those tracks out, or if people just come into church and pick one up, mm-hmm. I think we can reach more people, more mm-hmm. widows that way. Mm-hmm. Right now, I have 27 widows lined up, and I'm sure there are more in church who don't maybe come to Sunday school, who go to church service, that I'm not aware of, and so I have to check that all out and see if I can get more people to come.
So if someone's listening to the broadcast today and they're driving down there and they go, man, my mom needs to get in touch with Edna, would it be best if folks just contact us here at Brookside?
I think that would be the best way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then even when we get the track published, we can send those out to folks. But if this is something that you say you're listening and this is a struggle for you right now with the loss of your mate, contact us. We'll get you this tract as soon as it's published. And if you're saying, oh, my mom, or I want to be involved in this, I need this, I need something with these ladies, give us a call here at Brookside. And that number is 262-683-7180. And that's here at Brookside Baptist Church. So you let us know if we can be a help to you on that. Edna, do you have any other last-second thoughts here?
No, I would just like the widows to become lights in the world.
What a great testimony. Lights in the world. And especially, you've gone through so much. You've seen a whole lot in mm-hmm. life. You are a great example of loving your family and loving your husband. And I could tell in my short time with you that Homer knew that you were just a tremendous godly helpmeet to him. And so,
thank you.
Edna, we look forward to how God's going to use you in this new ministry.
I'm excited.
The Bible does talk quite a lot about protecting and helping the widows, and that Psalm 68:5 says God is the protector of widows. And so for them not to forget that God has not forgotten them, remembering those promises, as you mentioned.
Yeah. Close with Psalm 105. It says, oh, give thanks to the Lord, call upon his name. This is what we've been talking about mm-hmm. here. Make known his deeds among the people. May the Lord bless you. Have a great day.